You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
This is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and this is The Secret Life of Six.
Having fun when everyone's inside, he's in the sun. Six knows how to stand on his head. 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 And when Six pretends he's nine,
he acts older and older.
Pretends he's nine.
He wears wiser disguises.
The secret life of nine means having fun when everyone's inside. He's in the sun. Nine knows how to stand on his head. Nine knows how to stand on his head. Nine knows how to stand on his head. And when Nine pretends he's six,
he acts sunny and funny.
And when Nine pretends he's six,
he announces he bounces.
At our house tonight, they're sitting in the living room. I'm hidden out of sight. I sneak up behind them to hear what they say. They go on and on about stocks and bonds and the price of gas these days. But all I hear is blah 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 blah, blah 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 blah. Sneak down the hall. My sister's on the phone again with a brand new boyfriend, Paul. I'm quiet as a mouse as I listen through the door. They're smooching back and forth about who loves who more. But all I hear is blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. They're talking about some quarterback who's gonna be a star. They compare the way he throws a ball to some old guy named Favre. But all I hear is blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. I get so bored, it makes me want to shout. Well, I try and talk about it to my faithful old dog Scout. But all he hears is blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 Scout, blah, 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 blah,
is new music from Hullabaloo. It's an old song, but a new recording. They went to Sun Studios and did, I think it's their 15th album.
Oh.
Song is called Blah, Blah, Blah. Also heard from They Might Be Giants with The Secret Life of Six here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Music for kids and their grown-ups. My name's Bill Childs over there.
Hi, it's Liam. Hi.
Liam, you're here.
I'm here.
You're back from California.
I am back from California.
How was California?
Oh, the weather was so beautiful. So many Teslas.
There are a lot of Teslas.
I didn't really impact the weather, though.
I mean, arguably it reduces climate change, but not
directly,
materially.
No.
What's something you enjoyed in California, other than the beautiful weather?
I enjoyed the architecture. There was a lot of cool houses and a lot of old houses, too, and I liked both of those things.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. We come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9, by the way, and we have some new music here, new to us music. I think the album came out a little while ago. The artist is named Beatrice Deer. She is... her bio says that she's half Inuk and half Mohawk, born and raised in Quebec in the small village of Quagtag. And this song is called Sukasalasami. I think that's pretty close. I don't think I got it quite right.
I think it was Sukasalasami.
Sukasalasami. Thank you. New music from Beatrice Deer.
Sukasalasami.
A song called Beautiful Day in the Woods, parentheses, Ayla, close parentheses. It's about my little niece, Ayla, close parentheses. There's a little lady in the house, and she loves to run around on the carpet, on a ramp, beneath a spiral staircase. It's a spiral like a shell in a house that's like a boat on a pond that's like an ocean with a stream that's like a moat. And in this castle lives a girl stuffed into a pink dress, and she loves to run around, this little lady in the house. And it looks like it's gonna be a beautiful day in the woods. Yes, it looks like it's gonna be a beautiful day, and it's going to stay that way. There's a light on in the woods, said the crickets to the squirrels, and we know they've understood that it's their job to watch the girl. There's a light on in the trees, said the animals of the wild, and we know they understood that it's their job to watch the child. And it looks like it's gonna be a beautiful day in the woods. Yes, it looks like it's It looks like it's gonna be a beautiful day, and it's going to stay that beautiful day, and it's going to stay that beautiful day, and it's going to stay that way.
Mia Byrne, your radio pal Ella, and her girlfriend Audrey and I went and saw Laura Jane Grace play, and Mia Byrne is off touring with her. Super fun band, and that song is called Where the Lavender Grows. Tribute, at least in part, to Lavender Country, just as an aside. Heard School for the Dead, well, now called Gentle Hen. Been called that for quite a while, really.
Yeah.
It's an in-studio version of Beautiful Day in the Woods. Parentheses, Ayla. Start off with new music from Beatrice Deer here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Any music for any kids, we're online at sparetherock.com. And we were thinking off air about different interpretations of the title of the next song, especially if you just hear it. Yeah. Ella Fitzgerald, Two Little Men and a Flying Saucer. Could simply mean two
small men. Or the men could be too little.
Too little for the flying saucer. Like they couldn't reach the controls on the flying saucer, for example. So while you're listening, think about that. It's Ella Fitzgerald.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to Earth one day. Looked to left and right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it and said, let's fly away. They took a look at a Western movie, somebody heard them say, if a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are, we'd better fly away. Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair, said this planet is an awful menace, let's go back to where we came from. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No,
said it's too peculiar here, headed for the stratosphere and quickly flew away.
Now they took a look in Ebbets Field in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played a baseball game.
Hey!
Heard all the screaming, said we must be dreaming, 'cause this planet is insane.
During their mission, heard a politician making speeches as they traveled by.
Gabble, gabble, gabble. But they departed faster than they started, 'cause the hot air blew them sky high.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to Earth one day. Listened to a radio, saw a television show and said, let's fly away. They got their fill of commercial jingles and they were heard to say, all the people seem to be living in a nursery, we'd better fly away. Traveled all around and once they'd seen us, said, let's head for space. We were better off on Mars and Venus.
Goodness, what a place to live in.
Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Crossed a crowded thoroughfare,
saw the hats the women wear,
and quickly flew away. One look and then they flew away.
Do your hair, but it won't behave. You fell down when you tripped on the shoelaces that suddenly ripped. Believe me, I know that a bad day won't turn good, 'cause I say so. Everyone keeps trying to make you smile, you just want to be sad for a while. You're having a bad day and that's okay. Box. Your toe is sticking out from a hole in your new socks. You might be getting sick. There's corn in your teeth and you don't have a toothpick. Believe me, I've heard people telling you it's all gonna be fine. They use kind words, but you just wanna be sad in your own mind. You're having a bad day and that's okay. You can't just shake it off, you can't just sweep it away. You can sit there with your thoughts, you can be sad for a time. Today's mountain may not be yours. okay. Real is to be allowed to feel what you feel. You're having a bad day, I can see. You just want to curl up and not be seen. You're having a bad day, and that's okay.
Ready to start.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Lyle. I haven't seen your dad in a while. I miss his madman smile. When we were boys, we was crazy. Hey, Lyle. But your dad passed your letter along. Want me to write you a zebra song? That little drawing you sent really amazed me. But Lyle, Lyle, I'm a busy man. You know, I used to be in a pretty serious band. So I don't work unless somebody pays me. But Lyle, I was telling my girls last night, your dad's the oldest friend I've got in my life. So I'll make an exception, even though it pains me. Oh, Lyle. Lyle, I've seen some zebras, 203. They're just like you and me and your old man. Always searching for a scene where the grass is green, just like an old Nipan. I encouraged your dad to buy that electric guitar. I'm sure that thing's driving you crazy. And Lyle, that's funny that we've never met. We'd get along good, I bet. Watch a little TV and be lazy. Oh, Lyle. Thank you.
It's another new live album. That is Walter Martin, keyboardist from The Walkmen, and a fairly long-time family musician now. The song's called Concert at Coco's. That is The Great Zebra Migration for Lyle. I almost said Ligration.
Ligration.
Because it's for Lyle.
Yeah. What if there was a lot of him?
If Lyle were to migrate, it would be a Lyle-gration?
Sure.
Something like
that. I think Ligration flows better.
It does. It is Spare the Rack, Spoil the Child, Music for Kids and Their Grownups. Liam, we're at a point in the show when folks at home need to help. Can you explain to them what's going to happen?
I sure can. So my dad's going to ask us if we have a question, then we'll all say yes, because we will. And then he'll ask us what the question is. Then all of us, all together, we're all going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?"
And the yelling, should it be loud or should it be kind of a whisper yell?
Well, it should probably be pretty loud, you know?
So if
you're going to yell, you might as well yell.
And it's got to be loud enough for us to hear it here in the studio.
That's
or
true.
For me to hear it. Like, doesn't matter that much if you, but I need to know. Okay. Hey, Liam and everybody at home, do you have a question for me?
Yeah.
Excellent. What is that question?
Are you prepared to rock?
I am, in fact, prepared to rock. But first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
Continuing the zebra theme, there was a zebra theme.
Whoa.
I promise. It's the Boogers. What if a zebra had spots?
Try. If so, what would fall from the